One man who was very happy with the outcome of yesterday's Coonjee handicap was Bo Mertens, because he has picked up the ride on the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott Stayer in the Caulfield Cup. It's great to say hello to Bo. Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, were you always in the running for this? Matt Stewart just came in and said before that you might have actually had a knockback early doors on Wolf. Was that the case?
And I sort of approached Gay Monday morning. I was just picking through the field and noticed he was in, but I obviously hadn't had a run, and he was in for yesterday's race. And I just sent her a quick message saying if anything happens and he happens to find his way in, that I can ride the weight quite easily. And if you're still looking for a rider, I'll be happily to ride the weight. And then on it all actually worked out perfectly. And I sent her another message Wednesday straight after the race. And, a couple of hours after that, I was on. So very happy with the opportunity.
Well, very smart from you to go through and have a look at Wolf, because not only has he made it in the field, he's a genuine winning chance now. You've drawn the perfect gate for a horse like him. He'll race up on speed. He's hard fit and he's in form. You must be excited.
Yeah, very excited. Obviously, even to have a ride in the race is a massive opportunity and a big thrill in itself. So, like you said, he's not the worst hope. He seems like a very tough horse. And look, if anyone can do this double win, I think it's Gay Waterhouse. She has her horses rock hard fit and always ready to go race though.
The field's only just been finalised with the barrier draw last night, but if you had an early perusal of it, the speed in the race and how it may pan out?
Yeah, look, obviously I've had a quick flick through with all the barrier draw just being done last night, but haven't had a great deal of a look. We've got a few rides today that I'm focusing on, but look, like you said, we've got a perfect gate. He's an easy horse to ride. If he jumps well, we'll be right there from the get-go.
Have you only ridden in the one Caulfield Cup before?
Yes, I rode one a couple of years ago for my old boss, Michael Kent, Ad Marie, and she ran a really nice race. So it's good to have that little bit of experience in the race itself.
For a jockey like yourself to ride in one of these majors, like a Caulfield Cup, a Melbourne Cup, or a Cox Plate, what's the build-up? What's the anticipation like?
Yeah, it's all calm now, but it all builds up. Every second leading up into it, and then I'm sure once I get an hour out there, once you mount up on your horse and you've got that massive crowd and cantering down at the start, there's a lot of pressure building. So I'm just going to enjoy every bit of it. I've got myself a nice horse, and I'm not going to worry about all that.
Is there a different feel in the jockey's room on big days like Caulfield Cup Day as well?
Yeah, there is. There's obviously a lot happening. A lot of jockeys obviously riding light weights and all got good horses and big prize money to be won. So there's a lot of pressure and nerves in the room.
So 50 kilos, do you have to do any wasting to get down to that?
Not necessarily. I keep myself pretty light this time of year, just in case something like this does happen, which it has. So thankfully for that, I've kept myself quite light. So doing 50 ain't going to be too much of a struggle for me.
Well, it'll be a big day on Saturday. If there's any rain around, that shouldn't affect him either, should it?
No, I wouldn't think so. It looks like it's been a bit overnight here anyway, where I live Mornington. I'm not sure if Caulfield got it, but they obviously got a little bit yesterday, and I think it's a little bit more predicted, but well, it seems that I don't think it should affect him too much.
Well, he's a red-hot ride in the Caulfield Cup, so we wish you all the best on Saturday. You've got a couple of other rides on the day as well, which will be good for you. I'd imagine you wouldn't want to go in with your first ride on the day in the Cup.
No, definitely not. It's good to have a couple of rides beforehand, get a feel of the track and how it's racing, so my day should work out perfectly, hopefully.
What about Moe today? You mentioned you've got a couple up there. You've got one in the first. How do we pronounce it?
Menemba
for Mick Kent, who was really good on debut.
Yeah, she was. She caught a quirky horse. She just plays up a little bit, trying to get her into the barriers and sets herself up. But I think she can go quite well today. She's put in a couple of nice pieces of work, and she comes into a good barrier now, and she puts herself into the race quite easily.
We're going to have a chat to Tony Noonan in a short while as well about the chance of Annabelle in the Cup in Arbor, and you're on an Arbor. Gee, this horse is in form.
Yeah, definitely. I won a few weeks ago now back at Cranbourne, and won quite impressively there on a soft track, and put another two together after that and ran a game race in town. So I'm glad we've had a bit of rain to make the track into a soft five now, and that should suit her to the ground up.
Where do you think you'll be from barrier five?
I think we're coming to four now.
Yeah,
we're coming to four. I just think she jumps off quite well from the barriers, but I don't think we'll have her right up in the speed. There seems to be a nice bit of pace, so hopefully a couple of pairs back, one off, and just blending into the race.
Gee, it could be a big day for you. You might have to dust off the mantelpiece. You could have a Murray Cup and a Caulfield Cup come Saturday night.
I'm just hoping I can run well in the two races.
Well, good luck, Bo. Well done on getting the ride.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it, mate.
Bo Merton's there. He'll be on Wolf, who is into around about $20. So he is in the top half dozen in the market for the Caulfield Cup after winning his way in the Coogee.